This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and it's time to chat some swimming today. We head back to Philadelphia to catch up with Barry Lewis. Barry, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again.
Likewise, Brad. Thanks for having me back. What a privilege.
Winter in Philly is not the best time to be swimming, is it?
not the best. Certainly, you know, we don't have great outdoor swimming opportunities in the city where I live, but the Jersey Shore is fairly nearby, and we have some great lakes around that give us opportunities in the season. But certainly winter can be, a challenge.
Yeah. Ice fishing, great. Swimming, not so much this time of the year. But let's talk about your swim. Out of the three disciplines, I mean, I was looking at your splits, Kona 2016, and you made up time on the bike and then made up more time on the run. So out of the three, I'm guessing that the swim is your weakest of the three, but you're still not too bad. A 67-minute swim in Kona is still pretty decent.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Certainly, I'm always chasing, let's put it that way. I'm competent, but, you know, again, you get in the competition against the best of the best, and that's where all your little nooks and niches and Achilles heels and deficiencies show up, and certainly the swim in Kona is the place where it's going to be a glaring weakness.
Has swimming come naturally to you? Is it something you've picked up pretty easily?
You know, I funnily enough, so I swam, you know, I grew up on the west coast of Canada, as we talked about earlier, and, you know, we had beaches nearby, and I, you know, kind of played at the beach and swam in, you know, the ocean and pools when I was young. I did a little bit of swim team in elementary school just to keep me out of trouble probably and give my mom a break from my brother and I. She'd take us to the pool and be able to do her thing for a while. But I never really swam beyond that in college and the like. But I guess over the years, I mean, I've been keeping up a little bit with swimming if I'm on vacation somewhere in the tropics, or I lived in Australia for a couple of years and lived at the beach and swam there when I could and whatnot. But I never really did swim training per se. And it was never a part of certainly in my you know, beyond early teens, it was never part of a swim team or anything like that. But so, and that's good and bad, right? Today, there's so much new information about technique, and it's almost as though you kind of have to unlearn your bad things that you just kind of picked up, you never really were taught, and relearn the proper technique these days. And there's a lot of different methodologies and ways of doing that. So it's something that, you know, again, I enjoy it, but frankly, I love running so much, and I really have gotten to enjoy being out on the bike and the swim. If I had more open water opportunities, I think I'd spend a lot more time swimming than I do. I kind of, don't do as much as I should to improve, I suppose, really, if I was honest with myself. And you called me out on it, so here we are.
Yeah, and you make a very important point there, too. And a lot of sort of swimmers who didn't particularly swim while they were younger, that they've had to learn how to swim essentially as adults and take up the sport, they've almost got, they always think if you've been around water all your life, you've got this advantage. But you make a very important point there, that the old habits and the bad habits that you pick up just messing around in the beach and in the pool, almost starting out from scratch, it's like learning to play golf. If you don't know how to swing and you go to a pro first up, you can get it right from the start, and it might feel uncomfortable when you start, but gee, it makes a big difference in the long run.
I think so. And, you know, as you start going through new technique change, you realize how much you don't know about what you're doing until you really analyze it. You know, you just kind of do what you do. And then you sort of start thinking about, you know, are you extending? Are you pulling with a high elbow? Is your, you know, all of these sorts of things, your rotation and whatnot. And you know, until you start really getting analyzed and thinking about it, you just go. And yeah, I think you're right. If you haven't done it before and somebody's able to point out those things from the beginning, you start with balance and you start with all of the little details. Maybe it's an advantage. I don't know.
Barry, when you did start taking it seriously and setting some goals in the sport, what did you do in your swim to sort of really help? Well, is there one or two things that you've done that you think has given you the biggest gains over your triathlon career?
You know, I think the biggest thing, frankly, is getting in with a master's group. We here in Philly don't have a lot of opportunity for that, unfortunately. There's a couple, there's some college groups around and outside, but right in the city, there's only really a couple. And so, when I was able to do that, just timing wise, when their workouts were taking place, and I really made that a priority my first couple years back into the sport, it was huge. Hugely helpful. Just number one, having someone look over your stroke and be able to comment and kind of constantly say, you know, think about extending more, think about this, think about the way you're pulling, get your, you know, whatever it might be. And then obviously the different types of workouts, because again, when you're not swim training per se, you're just kind of going out there and putting in the time, you know, hugely helpful.
Absolutely. From a workout perspective, I know you say you should spend more time in the pool, and I called you out. But what's your favorite workout? The best of the worst, I should say.
You know, I really like doing a mixed tempo kind of workout. So where you're putting in some just, you know, long, steady 400s, and then you'll do some mixed tempo within a 400. So you'll be switching it up on the 50 or on the 25. A couple of rest periods in there, and then do some quick stuff. So some shorter hundreds, then maybe some shorter 50s, and then sprinkle back in some 200s and 400s steady, and then the mixed tempo. So I really, you know, believe in the value, and I think this has really helped me in my running and stay fast and stay strong. And my run is in the fartlek type of thing, and again, from a racing perspective, and particularly in trail racing, which I've done a lot of over years, you have to kind of get used to the push and then kind of recover when you can, depending on what the terrain's doing. And I feel in swimming you have that in a triathlon situation as well. In a race situation, there's a lot of kind of getting around crowds and settling in on somebody's feet or chasing somebody's feet or you know, and then you're a little gassed and you've got to kind of just back off and find your steady state groove that you can manage. Then you need to push again to get around a crowd. So I really like that kind of workout from a, you know, practical standpoint in terms of training your different systems, but also from just what you're going to experience in a race perspective.
Absolutely. Well, Barry, thank you so much for your time on this episode of the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time about your bike.
Thank you, Brad. Really appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now. We'll